Cherise Udell with Utah Moms for Clean Air has been hearing from other activists about the variable message signs at freeway locations around the Wasatch Front. They'll often carry messages about avoiding unnecessary driving during inversion periods, but not over the past few weeks. She says bad air periods are the best time to reach people with that message.
When the air is clean, we have blue skies, people are not as interested in the air quality message, obviously, because it's not as pertinent to them. When we start having this shroud of misery layered over our city in the form of an inversion, then people are very interested in hearing about air quality and about what they can do.
John Gleason with the Utah Department of Transportation says they try to keep the message fresh even when the air is not.
Roll out the air quality alerts at the initial stages of an inversion, but we don't keep them up indefinitely because we don't want people to start tuning out the messages or ignoring them altogether.
Gleason says there has been no effort to change the freeway signs during Sundance or the Outdoor Retailers Show. Dan Bomas, KUER News.